This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, guys. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Christine Wong.
We're a man down today. Arvind Nivaraj cannot be with us today, unfortunately. He will be back hopefully tomorrow, though. So wherever you are, Arvind, whatever you're doing, we welcome you back tomorrow. Anyway, our story today, our lead story. Chris, do you want to ask people this question?
Yes. So our social media question for today is, do you feel skilled enough to stay employed? Why or why not? We've got a poll running on both Twitter and Instagram. And this is actually based on the 2020 Randstad Work Monitor Quarter 1 survey, where 57% of Malaysian respondents think that the training and reskilling programs provided by their employers do not adequately prepare them for the future.
Mm-hmm. Question again, do you feel skilled enough to stay employed? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter, as usual, we are at BFM Radio. Second story of today about how it's time to get creative when hiring. Mm-hmm. Now, we know even as the pandemic is wreaking havoc on jobs worldwide, many employers, both small and large, are still hiring. And COVID-19 is pushing them to adopt new and creative recruiting strategies. That is story number three. Story number three is about blogging and gaming and how they are now legitimate jobs in China. Mm-hmm. Something for us to talk about over the next hour or so. If you're out and about right now and you listen to us on the radio in your car, take care. It looks like there's some heavy rain coming, so drive safely, drive slowly. Turn up your radio perhaps and have a quick listen to what we're talking about today. Right, Chris, kick us off.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, this is according to the 2020 Randstad Work Monitor Quarter 1 survey, quite a mouthful, but basically it revealed quite a lot of things about how people are, Malaysian respondents especially, are feeling about their employability at the moment. So like I mentioned earlier, 57% of the Malaysian respondents think that the training and reskilling programs provided by their employers do not adequately prepare them for the future, and 87% of respondents in Malaysia are willing to be retrained to ensure their employability. Now, this sentiment is highest amongst the Generation X workers, with 92% of respondents aged 35 to 44 years old feeling like they want to be retrained.
35 to 44. Mm-hmm. I fall within that category.
Well, good for you. no, but I think that's particularly interesting that that is the sentiment highest among that generation. And although 79% of respondents feel that their employers are committed to helping them grow professionally, obviously, you know, a big chunk of those people do feel like whatever programs are provided are still not enough. Mm. And 49% of Malaysian respondents would actually consider leaving their current job and starting their own business at the moment, with 75% of respondents stating that they think becoming an entrepreneur gives them more opportunities, and 54% of Malaysian respondents would rather take the risk of starting their own business than the risk of retraining for a job in a new field. So a lot of people basically feel that they need to be retrained or to have a new opportunity in some way, but the idea of retraining is scary and what is being provided isn't enough. Another 54% of Malaysian respondents feel that if they lose their job due to economic reasons, they believe their employer will support them in finding a new position via outplacement. And 60% of Malaysian respondents said that if their job becomes redundant due to automation, they believe that their employer would support them in reskilling and finding another position within the company. And I think this is a big concern, especially with COVID-19 really fast forwarding digital transformation for a lot of companies.
Yeah.
You know, more companies are investing in technology as a strategy to recover faster and emerge stronger from the pandemic. But this may risk further widening the gap between what employers expect of their workforce and the skills that the employees are actually realistically equipped with. And the idea is, like, to remain competitive, organizations need to meet the heightened expectations of their workforce in equipping them with the skills that will adequately prepare them for the future in order to help them avoid unemployment. And I think also many employers at the moment are hiring younger workers, obviously because they're coming into the workforce, but also because of their natural affinity and embracing and working with digital tools, mm-hmm. as well as their potential to drive technological change. 75% of Malaysian respondents on the survey believe that younger workers are more attracted to employers because of the, quote, tech-savvy skills they possess. Not surprisingly, the sentiment is higher among Generation Z respondents, with 83% of them echoing the same. So that's basically like 23, 24 years old and below. However, It must be said that employers shouldn't expect or rely on Generation Z to drive the organization's digital agenda, because such a high expectations of younger talent doesn't really set them up for success. They don't really know the know-how of working in a corporate environment. They don't know how to budget or project manage. So the idea is hopefully companies can create a collaborative environment where employees from all different generations can experience growth together.
There's a couple of things that I find really interesting. The idea that Generation X feel as though they're the ones that, you know,
need to catch up.
I think a lot of that is perhaps a bit of fear that they are seeing the younger generation, how quickly they can adapt. Mm-hmm. And then that movement into, well, maybe I should become an entrepreneur instead of learning to retrain. Mm. And I think there's a, and quote me if I'm wrong, because I know that I have a certain amount of stubbornness when it comes to this, you know.
Right.
I would rather learn things myself, mm-hmm. Rather than have to go on training courses or whatever, because I learn at my own pace like a lot of people do, you know.
Right.
And I think I'd probably benefit better from doing that. But that doesn't necessarily mean I think I'd make a good entrepreneur.
Mm.
I think what it means for me is that I would prefer to be out of the workplace learning about skills that perhaps I'm interested in, because I've had that time within the workforce to assess whether or not I want to remain within that job, because I've had time now to kind of work outside of it from home and look at it that way.
I think it almost feels like it's a matter of control in a way. I think
that
a lot of these respondents feel that they are not in control of how much they know,
right.
That their companies are not necessarily giving them the support. And then on the other side of things, you know, if they become an entrepreneur, they can maybe control, you know, the extent of what they're doing, right? So for me, I think I don't know. I'm pretty new to the workforce myself. I guess I kind of fall into that middle ground between Generation Z and Millennial.
Mm.
And I like to think I pick up on things relatively quickly. But as the report says, there are a lot of things that can only come with experience. And I think also, you know, I think also companies need to look for maybe sourcing external sources of training as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, you can't just... Obviously, it is good to learn on the job, but there are a lot of, for example, what people call soft skills and things that maybe could be outsourced, you know, in terms of training as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting take. We've got Jaya Das on the phone a little bit later on, the managing director, of course, of Randstad Singapore and Malaysia to talk to us about this. We're going to take a short break with some music from the Black Keys with Eagle Birds in just a moment. Do let us know what you think about this or that question. Do you feel skilled enough to stay employed? Why or why not? Let us know on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We'll be back in around 3 minutes or so. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Until about 1 o'clock this afternoon, if you'd like to get in touch, the discussion we're having is whether or not you feel skilled enough to stay employed. This is off the back of a report from Randstad.
Mm-hmm.
It is the 2020 Randstad Work Monitor Quarter 1 survey, where they reveal that 87% of respondents in Malaysia are willing to be retrained to ensure their employability. Now, we had some feedback. We've got a couple of messages over on WhatsApp. We've got some on Instagram.
Yep.
And I can give you the poll results from Twitter in just a moment. Chris, do your Instagram numbers first.
Well, Instagram is split 50-50.
Interesting.
And we've got two responses here. One from Ayok, who says, yes, I think not only skilled enough, but also the personality and attitude that lets us stay employed. And Tigress versus Leo says, sometimes the management expects unreasonable requests.
Oh, sometimes, do they?
Sometimes.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
That sounds like there's more to that story, but, you know, delve into that a different time. Okay,
yep.
Over on Twitter, the numbers are slightly different. 62.8% of you say yes, you do feel skilled enough to employed, while 37.2% of you say no, you don't. Keep the numbers coming in. Let's keep the poll numbers up. And I've got a message over on WhatsApp, of course. It's from Ro, of course, so, you know, take it all with a pinch of salt, as
okay.
We do. Ro, thank you very much for the message. It says, I feel skilled enough to type this and drive. Just kidding. on a serious note, I think I have a skill set that will stand the test of time. It's called selling. And as long as you can do that, you'll survive. Fair enough.
Okay.
Sell me something, bro. Let me hear it. I want to hear you sell me something. Why am I inviting this, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm inviting this. I don't know why I'm asking, but, you know, Ro, come on, let's see what you got. Mm-hmm. Right, we managed to get Jaya Dasso on the phone, Christine did a little mm-hmm. earlier, and we asked her a bunch of questions, and of course, the first question was, what is driving the respondents' feelings that they're not skilled enough?
Niti tabled the national policy for IFR to help advance countries' businesses and factories. And I think this plan has been in place from before, from a strategic move of where they wanted to see talent be upskilled and trained on. The current COVID pandemic and the situation that we're in globally is sort of escalating this timeline, if you like. And businesses are forced to think about how they can serve their markets from remote management as well as functionality in their own digital capability. So as a result, you see a heightened sense of urgency or a timeline sped up as a result of this.
Right. And so what do the respondents of the survey feel is lacking specifically?
If you look at our survey results, it shows that 57% of Malaysians felt that employers' training or reskilling programs won't adequately prepare them for the skills that they need in the future. But 87% are willing to be retrained in order to avoid this unemployment situation. So I think it's a lot to do with the speed of things that are changing and also what the requirements might be right now. If you look at a traditional business mindset when pre-COVID pandemic, you will see that a certain percentage of their customer base can be accessed through their typical brick-and-mortar environments, particularly in areas like e-commerce, retail, and so on. And you will see the organization take on a digital roadmap or a framework to transition more and more of its functionality to online platforms. If you think about where this is right now, the curve has actually toppled in the opposite direction. There's a very small percentage that they can physically access, and the majority of that percentage actually still needs to be accessed through online platforms. So as a result, it's got to do with a lot of training towards how you enable an organization to become digital quicker. And this is where the skills gap comes in. It also comes in line with helping employees change how they do things currently to the expected norm or the new norm. And this is a process in itself. So it's not something that happens overnight at a snap of your fingers. An organization has to go through stages and the various stage gates as well as the milestones to get there. And this is where training will evolve and change over a period of time.
Okay, got it. So where do we stand regionally and globally when it comes to our digital know-how or our skill levels?
I think the Malaysian government has created a very good host environment for companies to enter in. Because it's aligned to their own strategic move as well. You see a situation where companies are attracted to Malaysia because of the infrastructure, the language capability, where you see an ability for Malaysians to speak English and therefore work with multinational environments, as well as the fact of what the access of talent and cost. I think there's a difference between wanting to or being able to attract talent and being in an environment versus saying that this environment is superior compared to others. So in that lens, I think Malaysia has some distance to go to being the environment or place in which companies want to locate to. But it certainly meets the baseline attractive qualities as to why a company or an MNC might consider Malaysia to basically do the expansion or hire talent.
Right. I mean, speaking of talent, you know, we've previously talked about and read about how people from the younger generation tend to move companies more often. So how can companies make sure to retain young talent?
You are dealing with a different generation, both in terms of their upbringing, their expectations, and how they view the world. This generation is not just about the tangible elements of the job, being salary, job location, title, and so on. It's also to do with the intangible elements of it, things like their workplace experience, how they feel towards their employer and how they've been treated. They're almost like what you call a customer. So if you view them as an internal customer, or the process in which you engage with them is like a customer, the mindset changes on how the employee then interacts back with the organization. Younger generations are about making sure that they are trained quickly enough to progress up the ladder and also feel a sense of purpose and achievement at work. So if these factors aren't considered in doing the experience with an employer, they are more likely to move and look for something else. So I think in order to tap this generation, employers need to understand what it takes to keep their interest going. This generation of the millennial generation is also a crucial element for what change looks like for an organization. they have grown up in a social media era, and they totally understand both functionality and form when it comes to digitalization. And also they have a novel way of looking at how organizations ought to progress. Breaking the norm and finding new ways of doing things is not beside them. And this is a direction most organizations want to take. So they are a crucial part of your talent map, if you like, in terms of helping an organization digitize. So engaging them in terms of your talent strategy as well as your longer-term plans is critical. In general, I think when you look at an organizational roadmap to going through change and digitalization, it cannot be done by one generation. If you think about what it takes to basically change an organization, have enable project management skills, and take an organization through a longer-term direction, you also need the mid to older generation workforce that knows the ins and outs and the intricacies of the organization, understands the complexity of the management problems they're dealing with. So it's a cohesive, collaborative environment where different generations bring different skill sets and taking the organization to the new normal.
Jaya Das, the managing director of Randstad for Singapore and Malaysia. Interesting ideas there about treating the newer generation like customers in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's as simple as just saying, you know, listen to the people that you hire.
Yeah.
You know, why are you hiring younger talent if you're not willing to actually incorporate them into the way that your company works and actually take their views on board? But then also she made a good point that at the same time, obviously, the younger generation does not have experience.
Right.
In many, many things
right.
to do with the corporate world. So, you know, it's a matter of balance, I think.
But what they do have experience that people of the older generation do not, and what she's just alluded to, is this idea of them being social media natives.
Yeah.
You know, and for that, there should almost be a premium that comes with that. You know, if you're hiring somebody who has grown up in that generation, knows how to swim against the tide and with the tide of social media, they should be rewarded for that, I believe.
Yeah.
Instead of just getting them in because they're young, assuming you can pay them less because they have no experience, you know, and I think a lot of companies have been thinking like that for the longest time.
Yeah, but then again, also, I think it's important to not jump to conclusions as well. You know, although most of the younger generation are internet and social media natives, you can't just, you know, make all of them social media managers.
Exactly.
You know, you've got to actually see what they can and cannot do. And I think part of being a digital native is that, you know, as a result, I think a lot of the young generation are very outspoken and very passionate, having had a platform to voice their views on, as silly as the views may be, you know, for most of their lives, if not all of their lives. So, you know, allowing the younger generation, to not quite take charge, but actually put their opinions forward is something that I think is pretty valuable to companies if you take advantage of it.
Because they're used to doing it,
yeah.
you know, and they expect to be, not expect to be listened to, but
they want to be heard,
correct.
I guess.
Yeah, and they should be.
Yeah.
Right, which will lead nicely on to our next story that we have coming up just after the break. It's about how it's time to get creative when you are hiring and how you can look at that from a couple of different approaches. Now, the question that we are asking is, do you feel skilled enough to stay employed? Why or why not? Let us know. We have polls running on Instagram and on Twitter, which you can get at BFM Radio. Also, we have you can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Of course, I did challenge Ro to try and sell me something, and he has.
Oh.
Rich, I'm offering you 50% off men's trousers. What do you mean? In other words, shorts. I think you can do better than that, Ro. Time for a break. We've got music from Stevie Wonder with Uptight. We'll be back in just a few moments on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.